Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela Purdy, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for a very special show to give honor and praises to the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Minister Hovak will be joining me, bringing in the word. But before we get to that, there's a couple of things I want to get to. First, I want to thank everyone who's listened live and everyone who listens later. I love you all so dearly, and I want you to know that the ministry appreciates your support. Now, if you want to follow us on any of the social networks, you can get us at Twitter at hashtag Sister Poochie /Angela. That's SisterPoochie. That's all one word. On Facebook, you can get us at www.facebook.com/SisterPoochie. Or you can just go to our website at www.SisterPoochie.com. And also, we are on LinkedIn under Minister Sister Poochie. Spell Sister Poochie again, SisterPoochie. Definitely come, like us there, join us there. You'll get all the information and exciting stuff that's going on with the ministry. And now I am going to see if Ms. Hovak is anywhere in cyberspace for us. Are you in cyberspace? Hi.
I am here. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
Glory to God. Glory
Glad
to God.
Glad to hear that.
Yes, yes. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderfully.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, life is good.
All right. Hey. All right. Show over. Life is good. God is good. You know, I've been waiting for this, of course, all for a month now. I look so forward to your segments. And so I'm going to give you the floor. But first, I want to let everybody know that the ministry's fifth anniversary is February the 5th of 2013. So I want everyone to watch out for how we're going to celebrate it.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. 5 years. Thank you. Thank all praise be
wow.
to God. He kept us together for 5 years.
Wow,
okay.
Wonderful.
What has he been speaking to you about over the last month?
Well, today we are going to be talking about how to keep the holiday season joyful. Yeah, how to keep the holiday season joyful. You know, it's so easy to, you know, get off track about what this holiday is all about. You know, we are celebrating the birth of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, the one who came and redeemed all of us, you know, that we might not be stuck in the hands of the enemy. I mean, that's what the celebration is all about. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so easy, so very easy for us to get caught up in all of the commercialism of the day, you know. And I will be the first to tell you that I grew up in a household where we believed in celebrating Christmas big. But it was easy. It wasn't easy, but it was easier than for a lot of people because I was an only child growing up.
Okay.
You know, my parents didn't have five children that they had to worry about. It was really just me. And, you know, when my brother came along, he was the only child. I was an adult at that time, so it was the three of us dealing with him. So we believe in a big Christmas, but we
okay.
understand that we have it because God has blessed us.
Absolutely.
And we are not going into in debt over it. You know, my parents do a Christmas club all year. They save big for it, but there's, you know, it's money that they've put aside for it. You know, we're not using credit cards. It's cash or nothing.
Amen.
And so, amen, it's cash or nothing. And let me tell you, I was the person who, in my 20s, one of those people that I caught out there on the credit cards for Christmas, and then you're paying for Christmas for the next 6 years.
Yes.
And I learned my lesson from that. And so it's cash or nothing. If I don't have the cash, then it is not bought. So I want to talk to people about how to keep the joy in the holiday season. I'm going to talk to you about how to do some very practical Christmas giving and how to do Christmas gifts that don't cost you a thing. So
okay.
that's what we're going to talk about today, keeping the holiday season joyful. You know, the first thing is keep your mind on what it is about. Wake up in the morning and have something to be joyful for. Mm-hmm. Something that I'm starting in my house, two things actually that I'm starting in my house. One is that I have a jar that I'm going to have, because I'm keeping what I'm calling the Thanksgiving wall. And on that wall is basically just going to be a black, like a bulletin board.
Right.
I haven't decided if it's just going to be a chalkboard or a magnetized board. Maybe it might be both, because I like doing my chalkboard thing. But
okay.
It's going to be a Thanksgiving wall. And there's going to be a jar where I already have the jar picked out that I'm going to have, little postcards where I'm going to write every single day something that I am thankful or joyful about. And the jar on the outside is going to say, in case of extreme emergency, please read immediately. And it's going to be for those moments when you have your low moments. We all have them. Moments
yeah.
when we're a bit stressed, when we're frustrated, when
uh-huh.
we feel like life is not really working. And I'm going to go right to the jar and break it open. And those moments that you are feeling, any of those high, stressful, frustrating, down, depressed moments. Because we have something to be joyful for every day. So I suggest that everyone start something like this. Just have a place where you can keep, things that you are joyful about. One of the things that I also do is, when people give me cards, I keep them. When
mm-hmm.
people write an email to me, saying thank you for something, I keep them in an email folder that says good stuff.
Okay.
And so when I'm having a bad moment, I go to the good stuff folder and I read that stuff. Or I go to the box that I keep the cards that someone has given me and I read over the words that they have said to me,
yes.
because it makes me feel good and reminds me, that life is not always going to be the way I'm feeling at that moment. And
absolutely.
I think that those are some practical things that you can do
mm-hmm.
just for yourself, as a gift to give yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I'm doing on the Thanksgiving wall is I'm going to keep prayers, things that I'm praying for.
Oh.
And this way, when the prayers are answered, they get to be put in another box with the date that they were answered. And
oh.
so I'm going to allow my friends to come in and write down things that they want me to be in prayer for them about.
Wow.
Or when I talk to someone that says, hey, can you pray for this for me? I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to put it on that prayer wall. And when the prayer is answered, I'm going to put the date that it was answered and put it in the prayer's answered box. Because that's going to be something that I can go back to and have evidence that prayer
yes.
works.
And it's so good to write down your desires.
Absolutely. It's casting your vision.
Yes, absolutely.
It really is. So I suggest that people start doing that. It doesn't have to be a whole wall. It could be something in Microsoft Word on your computer. It could be in your phone. It could be any place that you want it. But just start doing that. Be thankful. Write down what you're thankful for every day. Oprah calls it keeping a gratitude journal. And I'm not saying do that. I think it's a good thing, but I'm really going to just create a wall because I want it in front of me every day. I
mm-hmm.
want every time I walk past that space that I'm, I'm hit with the fact that I have things to be thankful for and that I'm blessed so that I can walk around reminding myself that I am blessed and therefore I can receive blessings all the time because I'm aware that I am a blessed person of God. So
Amen.
I suggest that people do that.
Amen.
For all of you who are going to be Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, buying things for people, first let me tell you, there are a lot of people who are about against this whole gift-giving thing. I'm just going to say that the Bible talks about being people that are giving. It does not talk about Christmas. We all understand that. We all understand that, for many of us, we've taken it to a whole other level.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you how you need to celebrate Christmas, but I am going to say that there are many ways that you can give, whether you're using cash or not using cash. I will say don't go broke. I
mm-hmm.
will say use your head. Don't use your rent money. I know. please set a budget and use cash. This way when the holidays are over, they are truly over. So the first thing I'm going to say and set a budget. Know how much money you want to spend. A lot of people don't know how much money they spend because they put it on credit cards.
Yes, absolutely. They just
and so they don't know how much money they're spending until they get the bills the next month.
Exactly.
And a lot of times for most people, by the time the next month, you know, comes and goes, the joy of the giving of the gift is over. So, you know, set a budget, okay? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a list of absolutely every person that you would want to give a Christmas gift to if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Make that list, okay? Then I want you to take that list, and there's going to be people that you're going to say, obviously, I need to give these people a gift. And
okay.
I want you to set a price limit for the gift that you're giving them. And that's going to be it. That's the limit. There's not
mm-hmm.
going to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Then when you have an item, when you already know, like, you know, maybe you know an item that you need to get for someone, start shopping discounts. Start looking for coupons. Look on the internet. See what you can do about getting that gift at a lower price than what, you know, you can buy it on a regular, you know, just going into the store and getting it. See what you can do about getting a discount of it on it and get it at a lower price than what you would have. Okay?
Right, right.
Keep your Christmas list with you at all times. And what you're going to do, we're going to begin crossing off the list. Because here's what happens. You know how it goes. You go into the
yes.
store,
yes.
and then you see that $10 item. You're like, oh, that would be cute for
uh-huh.
so-and-so. And then you see a, you know, cute little $5 stocking stuffer. And
uh-huh.
then before you know it, you have $30 worth of stocking stuffers. That could have been a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You all this stuff that we buy that's extra, you know, and it's like,
yeah.
wow, I didn't even, you know, you're adding it too. And maybe you need to do an exchange, you know, get this thing instead of that thing. So keep
exactly.
that list with you at all times. Okay?
Exactly.
Now,
you can give of yourself also.
Please.
Yes, you
that
can give
so
of yourself.
That is so on my list.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm jumping
ahead.
Oh, yeah,
that's on the list.
Like, teacher, I got to add, so I got to add because I'm jumping ahead. Okay. Go ahead
and
right. hold back.
For people who maybe, like, for a parent or whoever, there's a large item that you want to buy, think of who you can partner with to buy that gift for that person.
Yes.
You know, you may not need to, you know, spend all the money yourself. Or maybe you want to get someone something and you can't afford to do it alone. Who can you partner with to get that gift for that person? So you can end up being able to get the item that you want and not having to pay anywhere close to the amount that you wanted to pay
mm-hmm.
just because you're going to partner with someone. And it's going to make the other person very happy. So do that.
Right.
Another thing that you can do with friends, with family, especially as families get larger, you can do a gift exchange instead of getting everyone a gift. It's so much easier. And
yes.
one of the ways that you can do it online is by doing it with an online site called Elfster, E-L-F-S-T-E-R. It's Elfster.com.
Okay.
E-L-F-S-T-E-R. And it's actually a Secret Santa gift exchange. Okay, so you can get together with your family and your friends, and you can choose names over the internet without knowing whose name's got who, and there's gift suggestions. You can sign up for coupons in your local area. But, again, you're exchanging a gift with one person instead of with 10, and that's money saved off of your list. So
yes.
think about that. Another thing to do, give the gift of hospitality. So maybe instead of doing a tree trimming party, because some people may not like to do that, people
mm-hmm.
are very particular about their trees. You know, I don't mess with my mother's tree.
Yeah,
you know, when I lived there, I used to be able to do that. But no, you know, she has her method, you know, only certain colors and, you know, they got to be placed certain ways. I do not mess with that woman's tree. So you may not want to do a Christmas tree trimming party, but let me tell you what a good idea is. How about inviting some friends over to watch your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, wow.
Okay. And what about having the foods that you might find at a movie theater? So
yes.
you might have nachos and popcorn and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to the dollar store and get the big box dollar store candy. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
even cost much. At
mm-hmm.
the dollar store, you could even get the popcorn tin.
Yeah, I was just,
you know?
I was just thinking that.
It could be so cool. You know? And then you could get the topping for popcorn. So maybe if you want cheddar cheese or maybe people like it spicy, a chili mix, you can have all kinds of popcorn. And you guys could watch the holiday movie. So, Sister Gucci, what movie would you watch if you were to do a holiday party?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That is hilarious. I knew it would be something funny. I love that.
I love that movie.
I would probably do the Jim Carrey Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
I love that movie.
Party.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that movie. I also like Elf. I think it's
That was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Santa!
I probably would do a whole movie marathon. You know?
Yeah.
I like Miracle on 34th Street, The Preacher's Wife, Christmas Story, of course. You know, so
right.
You can have fun. You know, you can have a great time.
Yeah.
This is something that you could do with kids. People could bring something over, and you guys can just share each other's time, you know, and just enjoy the holidays and just get together with people you don't ordinarily get a chance to see. That's a great thing to do. It doesn't cost much, but your time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just remembered when I was growing up, my mother wanted to teach us the true meaning of Christmas, so we actually did not receive gifts that year. Course, as a kid, you're like, woke up Christmas morning and the tree was empty. And she said, today we're going to celebrate Jesus. We're going to talk about him. We're going to understand that this is his birthday, you know. And again, I always say, you know, on Jesus' birthday, everybody else gives gifts, but we don't give ourselves to him. So we need to remember to give ourselves to Christ on his birthday.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, you know, since you're talking along that vein, one of the things that I think is great to do is to be able to actually get together maybe with people that you will ordinarily give gifts to and maybe give gifts to others instead, you know, maybe to a local charity. Also, our military, you know, giving to the military is a fantastic thing to do. Care packages to the military. You can Google that. There's a few sites. One is called military.com/giveback. And it will actually list a lot of different organizations that are collecting things, items for the military. And then there's also an organization called givetothetroops.org. And there are many organizations out there. This one I came across on the Internet. And they're actually giving to troops that are over in Afghanistan and Iraq right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Say to your friends, hey, instead of us giving to each other, why don't we take our money and actually purchase some care packages to the troops and let's see how far our money goes.
Mm-hmm.
And give back that way. That's really an awesome thing to do, to be able to do that. You know, organizations this time of year are hard hit, you know, because people are spending their money on Christmas gifts and things like that, so they don't have to get as much money as they used to.
Yes.
I know.
I know. You know. I know.
You know.
I know. Those ties fall off.
Please, give to your favorite organizations. Think about the 501c charities that you are getting something from.
Yeah.
You know, Journey Home Ministries is a 501c3 people.
Yes, absolutely.
It's tax deductible. Give back this time of year. And maybe give something, you know, instead of buying for someone else, you guys get together and say, you know what, let's give to this organization because they've been, you know, doing something positive for us all year long. So that's a fantastic thing to do.
And I'm going to tell everybody right now, any donations received from this day into the end of the year will go to the Sandy, the Red Cross for the Sandy
victims.
Victims.
That is so wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, I'm a native New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey, for those of you who don't know. And let me tell you, it's just like when Katrina hit and, you know, once it was gone, everyone forgot.
Right.
Let me tell you, there are people still that don't have places to live, people still that, you know, they can't go back to their homes, they're without their cherished items, without their electricity and food and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
People who are still getting meals from other places, they're still in shelters. So that is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing for you to do. And just on behalf of the victims of Sandy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. No problem. Blessings.
Another thing that you can give that it costs very little money, the gift of food. If you are a person that loves to bake, I love to bake.
Ooh.
I really love to bake. I love sweets. So if you are a baker, bake extra. And give the pound cake, give the cookies. You know, it goes a long way. Whenever I get something like that, I always think of the time that it took for a person to make that. You know, that's love right there.
Love.
You know, that's a whole
love.
Lot of love. And
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate when people bake something or cook something and give it to me. So if you are a person that bakes, you know it doesn't cost very much. And it definitely doesn't cost very much when you're going to add to something you're already doing.
Exactly.
You can give, you know, baked goods, you know, instead of buying a gift, it's going to save you a whole lot on your pocket. So
yes,
it's
it is.
A smart way to give a gift, and it's something that's going to be very much appreciated. So please do that. Another crafty item that you can give, bath salts. Okay?
Oh, yes.
They are so easy to make. Epsom salt, a cute container with some ribbon, some scented oil.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then maybe some kind of moisturizing oil, like an olive oil or something like that.
You're right.
You know, there are recipes all over the internet. Just allow yourself a few days so that the Epsom salt can really soak up the oil,
scent
and the moisturizing oil. Give it a few days to make sure that it soaks it up. And then you just put it in a jar and decorate that up and give that out. Oh, my goodness, it costs you pennies.
Yes, exactly.
But it is a gift that people will really appreciate because it's homemade and you made it.
Yes.
People can also make soap. So if
you like
homemade gifts,
you
know, again, it's something that doesn't take a lot of time. It's easy to do. You can get those recipes all over the internet, and people love to get homemade items. So please, definitely do that. And then if you want to make bath salts that are a little bit more upscale, so to speak, you can buy Dead Sea Salt.
Right, and do the same thing.
You could buy that and do the same thing. So knock yourself out. You know, you can make some homemade gifts. You could actually go to a craft show and make some money and pay for the gift that you're giving to other people. So how about that? You know, two birds in one stone. You got a sideline business, and, you know, you can make some bath salts for friends, and you can sell some to friends at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, and I love bath salts. And when you know, whenever someone gives me bath salts, I'm like, every time, it's from the heart.
And it is.
Like,
it really is from the heart.
Baking, you put love into it. I always say, you bake the
Absolutely.
Little love in this. You know,
yes,
just sit there and put all those sprinkles on. I mean, it's not easy to get those things looking pretty.
No, it's really not. And you know what's great about it is that the whole time that you're doing it, you know, you are thinking about the person that this is for. You know, because I know that when I'm cooking for someone, if I'm making something, because every now and then I decide to get crafty, you know, and I'm thinking about what colors they like, what scents they like, what food they like. And, you know, there's a lot of love and a lot of time that goes into that. So it really is not to be taken lightly. You know, when someone does something like that, there is a whole lot of time, a whole lot of love, a whole lot of thought that goes into it. And it's a whole lot more thoughtful than when someone actually walks into a store and buys a $100 item.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So, you know, weigh it out. You know, $10 item, $100 item, whole lot of love, not too much thought, you know. And I'm not saying that that's the way it is with those larger price items, but for some people, it is lightweight. You know,
it is,
I have a $100 budget. What can I buy for $100? Good, you know.
Okay.
And I like it when someone really thinks about me when they're giving me something.
Yes.
You know?
It's nice to get something that you wanted, not that you, you know, that you desire. It's just nice to get, it's like you're in tune with me, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're in tune with me,
Absolutely.
And that makes you feel good. Okay.
Absolutely. When I was working at Marriott, one of the things that I love to do, you know, because I have a big heart, I like to give, but I couldn't give everyone. So for some people, I might give them just a bag with maybe just 3 or 4 cookies. You know, and the type of cookies that I know that they like. So if they like oatmeal raisin, that's what it was. If it was chocolate chip, that's what it was. If it was some kind of butter-filled cookie, then that's what it was. I would give them the kind of cookie that they like, right? But the other thing that I like to do is give Christmas cards. You know, Christmas cards with a really nice handwritten note on the inside. People appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people that maybe you can't give them a gift, get a Christmas card, get a box of Christmas cards, and tie a bow around them and put a candy cane on it.
Yeah.
You know, make a little gift out of it and give it that way. The other thing is that if you can afford a really nice card, then fine. But if you can't, let me tell you, glitter and glue goes a long way on a Christmas card. All right? Get
yes,
a little bit
does.
Creative. Get a little bit crafty. All right?
Yes, it does.
That's,
and
it
all,
doesn't
all
really take
stuff,
much.
And all this stuff you can get at the dollar store.
You
glitter,
absolutely
the glue.
Can get it all at the dollar store.
Yes, you
the
can.
The card. The candy cane,
the
I mean, all of it, you can get it at the dollar store. So, please, you know, you can do that, and people really appreciate it. When I used to walk around, I would have my Santa hat on, because, you know, I'm Santa in holidays, and I would give everybody their Christmas card, and they were so happy. You know, really, like, they were very appreciative for the Christmas card and the candy cane. So,
exactly.
You know,
you
it doesn't take much. Yeah, it's just that I thought of them. So, please, the Christmas card. Really. Another thing that you can do if you're giving out Christmas cards, maybe you wanted to give a gift. Maybe you have a lot of family that you would have loved to give a gift to and you can't. How about writing a prayer and putting the prayer inside the card?
Ooh.
And make the prayer specific to that family, to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will really appreciate it. When they read that, they will be so moved to know that you wrote that and that you prayed for them. You know, and they'll keep that with them. That'll be a treasure. So
yes,
think about putting a prayer in a card for someone. They will really enjoy that. So just put that in the card. They'll really appreciate it. The other thing is, if you can get a card that says Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays, buy the Merry Christmas card. Okay?
Yes.
We need to speak to our marketers. We need to let them know that we do not want them to water down Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas is what it is. It is the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's
and
our Lord
and card
Savior.
That says Happy Holidays because I'm celebrating Christmas.
I have to tell you something I found, and I absolutely fell in love with it, and I had to get it, and it was only a dollar. It says Noel, and in the O is Santa bowing down to the baby Jesus. And I was like, every knee shall bow, including Santa.
Isn't that something? I love it.
Yes, I love it.
I love it.
But remember, this is the birth of our Lord and Savior. It's a huge day. It's a huge day.
Now, here's the thing, because I know some people are like, well, what about people that don't celebrate Christmas? Then don't give them a Christmas card. You know, I give a Hanukkah card to my Jewish friends.
Exactly.
I give them a Hanukkah card. I don't give them a Christmas card. They don't celebrate Christmas.
Right. Give them a Hanukkah card. Exactly.
Give them a Hanukkah card. And if they're doing Kwanzaa, give them that. Okay?
Yes.
Whatever the holiday is, give them that card.
Right.
But if it's a Christmas card, then give them a Christmas card.
Exactly.
And if you're going to get a Happy Holidays card, then write Merry Christmas in it.
Do
it's
something.
It's a Christmas card.
Yeah, do something. You know, to
it really gets on, it gets on my nerves.
Really?
Me too. I don't want people to water down Christmas. I don't want the idea of the birth of Jesus to get lost in the shuffle. Let's not make the mistake. This is not about a tree, and it's not about an elf in a sleigh.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus. And you know, don't take the Christ out of Christmas. It's spelled Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah on that. I feel you on
that.
Yeah. And, you know, and for those people who are out there with financial problems that can't give anything, don't feel bad.
No, because I have something for them coming up right now.
Oh, see, I'm ahead of class again. Let me.
I love it. I love it. For those who do not have anything that they can give financially, all right, because there are a lot of people out there that cannot give anything financially, give the gift of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time with people. You know, oh, my goodness, how wonderful it is just to spend time together with people, to share some laughter and some good memories with people. That's a wonderful thing. And for those of you that have a trade or you're creative, there's something that you could do, if you could cook, if you could clean, if you could babysit, if you could offer that to someone, oh, my gosh, Let me tell you, I know some people with some kids that would love for you to babysit for an hour.
Give them a little coupon. Yeah.
Exactly. No, that's, I wrote it down. I really did. To create a coupon. I mean, you could create a coupon book, you know. You could tell them what month they could redeem it in, so they don't redeem them all in one day. You
that's
know,
good.
They might
that's
want their
good.
Nails painted. Maybe they want you to cook a meal, you know, a hand massage, a hug. You know, some people are creative and they know how to draw. They know how to paint. You know, paint a picture. Because let me tell you, if I know someone that can paint or draw, I would love to get a painting or a drawing that was done by the original artist given to me. Oh,
wow.
I would love it. I would really love it. You know, I don't care if it's small. I would love it. You know, I think that that's a wonderful thing. I can't even draw a circle.
Me either. And I need to I'm sitting here thinking, I need to let people know that we did not talk about this show before it's aired.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. And another thing that you could do, you could take your coupon and, you know, like if you get a candy bar for like from the dollar store, you know, like a Hershey bar, a Nestle bar, like something that's flat, you could wrap the coupon in the bar.
And
you could give them the chocolate bar along with the coupon.
That's like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, absolutely. You could say break open in cases of extreme stress. So they have chocolate and a coupon all at the same time. You know, you could give somebody 15 minutes of your attention.
Yes, yes.
You know, some people just need someone to listen to them sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just having some time, you know. And then there are those people who they don't have the money now, but they know that they're going to have it later.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a coupon for a lunch, a breakfast.
Yes,
it doesn't even have to be a dinner. And it could be a lunch or a breakfast that you make.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love that. I love when people cook for me.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. So, you know, maybe you know how to write resumes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, right. So you can help a person do that. You know, mm-hmm. what is it that you know how to do?
Wow.
Because whatever it is that you know how to do, you could barter with someone. You could offer it as a gift. It's something that other people, it has value.
It does.
It has value. So, you know, a lot of times we take the things that we can do for granted. But trust me, it has value, and you can offer it to someone else for mm-hmm. the holiday. So give the gift of your time. The other thing is, how about just a handwritten note to tell them how you feel about them, to remind them of a special time, you know? Sometimes people don't know how they have impacted your life. So if you can just give them a note that says, hey, you know, there was this time when you said X, Y, and Z, and it impacted me. And as a result, this is what I did, or this is how it impacted me. This is what happened. Some people will never know how they impacted you.
Exactly.
You know, how you
exactly.
So offer that information. Share with them a note to say, listen, if I've never told you, you are so special to me. You're one of my favorite people. One of the things that I just did this week, you know, I bought myself a Christmas gift. I bought myself an iPhone.
Ooh.
That was my Christmas gift. I really needed a phone really bad, and I bought myself an iPhone. And I'm having such a wonderful time learning how to use it. And so I sent out a message to a few people that I don't get to see that often.
Mm-hmm.
I videotaped myself, and it was just a conversation to them. And I said, if you're receiving this, it's because you're one of my favorite people, and I would really love to spend some time with you over the holidays. You know, the emails that came back, they were like, "Oh my gosh, this is so cool! I want to see you."
Yeah,
you know,
it's
that's the gift of your time and of letting people know that you are thinking about them. So, how about sending people a video? Because if you have a phone, that means you probably have a camera on your phone. If you have a smartphone, you can videotape yourself, and you can send that video message to someone. And how they would appreciate it. Hey, I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you. If you know how to sing and you videotape yourself singing, do you know how awesome that is? There was a guy that at my former church, he has a phenomenal voice. And for my birthday, he sang happy birthday to me on a voicemail message. I was so excited. My own private happy birthday from like one of the best songs ever. It was, oh my gosh. I was so excited. So again, these things that you take for granted and you think you have nothing to offer, you can offer that to someone.
Yes,
if you can sing, serenade them.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, if you could actually put it in video so that they could just play it over and over, how much they would appreciate it.
Yes, they would.
You know, if you have children and you don't have the ability to buy a gift for someone in your family, what about a videotape of your children saying hello to that person, saying, I love you, I miss you, can't wait to see you over the holidays?
Yeah. Oh,
if
that's
someone
a great
sent me
idea.
Something like that, it would melt my heart, you know?
It would melt my heart. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Because there's love in all of the things that you're talking about. That's what I'm hearing. You know, that's the common thread. With everything you're saying is love.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna make me get
absolutely
all mushy.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Right.
When you start thinking about these things, you know, you can really just start going and going and going. Think of how, like, that's why I said, make a Christmas list of every person you want to give something to, because you really can give something to every single person that you put on your list.
Mm-hmm.
It is not about money. It is about being creative.
Yes.
And using the resources that you already have. Okay, so you don't have a phone? You know someone who does.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would be willing to loan you their phone to make a video message and to send it for you from their phone? I would do that for my friends.
Yeah,
I would
like
to make a video message with my phone and send it to all the people on their list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely do that for them. So, come on. You know, it doesn't take much. It just takes a little bit of creativity, a little bit of thought effort, where you can do something fantastic for the people that you want to do something fantastic for. You really can.
Wonderful tips,
yes.
You know.
All right.
I have to add something to that, and I'm probably jumping ahead again. But anyway, when you see someone on the street who's homeless and they're asking for money, usually people walk by without acknowledging them. I would tell them the best gift you can give them is say, I can't help you today, but God bless you. And a blessing is more powerful than anything you could give anyone.
It is.
You know, I make it a habit of doing that, and I just wish everybody, don't act like they don't exist. You hear them.
That's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing, yes.
You know, hey, I don't have anything right now. I don't have anything
right
to give you, but God bless you, and may he keep you through the holiday. And they appreciate that. They do.
When you respond back, even if you're saying, I'm sorry I don't have it, they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate it. And my goodness, if you can bless them, how phenomenal.
Exactly.
May God bless you. But isn't that what Peter said, right? Silver and gold have I none.
Yes.
But that which I have, I give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Arise and walk. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Me.
I guess you're starving. Minister Hovac is bringing the word today.
Oh, my God. Arise and walk.
Yes. Exactly.
And then, you know, and the thing is, but you're going down to the area that I was going to go back to. My girlfriend was teasing me. She teases me a lot.
Okay.
She says, Kim, you're so nice. I don't know anyone as nice as you. You know, and I'm like, no, there are people that are nice out there. I just think a little bit differently, I think, than sometimes some people. It sometimes takes effort. For me, it's a lifestyle. I've learned it.
Okay.
But, you know, I do things such as, you know, when it's raining, I carry an extra umbrella so I can give it to somebody who doesn't have one, you know, because I feel bad when people don't have an umbrella and they need one. You know?
You're so sweet.
So the other thing that I do is I will carry, sometimes I'll bring extra scarves with me when it's cold. I can't stand it to see people that are cold. My mom reminded me of something. My mom and I were going to seminary, and we were on a train one day, and this little girl was freezing cold. And she said, Kim, I'll never forget the day that you took your scarf off and you gave it to the little girl so that she could be warm, because her mom didn't have anything to give her, and she was so cold. And it was a cold day. She said, you gave her your scarf. She said, that so moved me. I never even thought about it.
I
like, the thought of not giving her my scarf never crossed my mind.
I have a similar story just like that. I was going into Walgreens, and this gentleman who's homeless, it was one of those rainy, wet days, and it was 30 degrees. And he said, My feet are killing me. They're wet. Could you please buy me a pair of socks? And I went into the store, and I came out, and I said, you know, I didn't have enough money to buy your pair of socks, but I took the socks off that I had, and I gave them
to
him. And he was so grateful, because I'm thinking like this. I'm getting into a car.
Jesus.
I could go 10 minutes in a warm car without socks. So
my
socks.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, when I got off the train, I was going to have a real quick, less than 5 minute walk to a car that within minutes was going to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
This little girl was headed in the direction of New York. So I don't know where she was going.
Right.
But she was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted her to be warmer. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so what I tend to do is I'll go someplace and, you know, when I see, you know, inexpensive items, I buy extra. You know, Five Below is one of my favorite stores, and right now they have those $5 pashminas that are there, you know. So I buy a few of them. At the dollar store, you can get, you know, they're not the most expensive stores, but you can get them. But somebody will be happy to have them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when I'm out and about, I'll have them with me. And if I see someone that needs a scarf, I'm happy to give it to them. I don't care.
That's
I bought it for. And that's the extra. That, you know. You don't have to have $1 million to do things for people. That's the extra. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that is what being a Christian is all about. We have to not only remember what the holiday is, but what our belief system are.
Yeah,
you know, Jesus talked to Peter and said, "Do you love me? Well, feed my sheep." You know, do you love
me? That's right.
It's showing love. The love
That's
of Christ,
right.
And then people say, you know, God is still in the blessing business. God blessed, you know.
Absolutely. This came into my heart because of something that I saw someone do years ago. I believe I was in my 20s, and I was at Newark Penn Station. And it was a cold night. It was Christmas season. I was in the Penn Station, and there was a young guy there, and he was giving socks to the homeless people.
Gosh.
And he was going and just waking them up, and he said, "Hey, I have some socks. I have some clean socks for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have some clean socks for you." And, you know, in Philadelphia over the summer, one of the things that I noticed on the way that I had to walk to work, there was this huge, beautiful fountain. And a lot of times the homeless people would be there, and they would take their socks off and walk through the water to clean their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they would clean their socks and things in the water and have them dry, air dry, so that they would have clean items to put back on. And
right.
So, you know, the things that we take for granted, you know, because we have running water and because we might have laundry systems in our homes, or we have the money to go to a laundromat or a place that we can go to wash our clothes. You know, we have soap powder and, you know, we have fabric softener and all that kind of stuff. And there are some people that don't have any of that, and they wish they could have a pair of socks. So, listen, you know, please just think about those things. Buy the extra sock, buy the extra scarf, and give it to whomever you see. You know, it might be me walking down the street one day that's trying to walk home freezing because I forgot my scarf, you know, and I might be very grateful to receive it. And you have better believe that I'm going to pass it along.
Yes.
Because I don't need the scarf except for that moment.
Exactly.
And when you don't know who you're going to touch. You know, I was touched when I saw that young man handing out those socks, and because of that, he changed my lifestyle.
Right.
And I hope that someday, you know, that people see me do something and that it changes their lifestyle and so on. You know, so just think about that, especially during this holiday season. It is the way to keep the joy going.
Yes.
It is so much more blessed to give than to receive.
It
does something. It enlarges your heart.
Yes, and it enlarges your territory.
Yes, because when God sees that he can use you in the place that you are,
right,
then he gives you more of a platform to be used.
Right. Absolutely.
For those of you who are waiting for the platform, God is waiting to see what you do with the platform you've already been given.
Exactly. And none of the things that we've talked about today, I just want to clarify with people, it is not glorifying us. It's glorifying
no.
the love of Christ that is
absolutely
within us. That is what we're displaying. And we need to
absolutely.
Let that love out, because the love of Christ is something that you cannot contain at all. So, you know, you're letting people know that, hey, you might be out here, it might be hard, but, you know, God still loves you.
Yes. Yes, he
does.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I want people to realize is that, you know, one of the things that I always pray is, God, make me a conduit. Get things into my hands that belong to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Show me who they belong to. Direct me, you know. And I'm going to tell you, when you pray that kind of prayer, it's sometimes hard, because he's going to give you things that you want and desire. And he's going to say, no, it's for somebody else, you know. Really, because sometimes I'll hold on to something for a moment and I can't use it because I realize it's not really for me, but I want it so bad, you know.
Oh my.
And God
oh
is
my.
Saying, you know it doesn't belong to you. You know it doesn't belong to you. And you know what he'll do? He'll eventually say to me, do you not trust me to take care of you? Oh, then that
right
breaks
in the heart.
Me, you know.
Right in the
and
heart.
It's like, okay, I got to get rid of this right now. You know, ask God to allow you to be a conduit, that
mm-hmm.
things might come into your path that belong to other people, so that you can be, he can be assured that people are going to get the blessings that he is trying to get them.
Right.
And watch what happens, because as you become that conduit, your territory is enlarged, but you are blessed in the process, not
yes.
just in the spirit, but in the natural.
Mhm. Mhm.
As you condition your heart to God, you're just blessed. I don't even know how to explain this. This is how it works.
It's just how it works.
And
you
have
to try it.
And you also find that you need less.
Yes.
You need less. You don't need as much.
You don't need all the gadgets, you know.
No, and you don't
all the toys.
You don't lust for things the way you used to lust for things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, really, for me, my iPhone was a big splurge. And it's funny because I was battling in my mind. And finally, God said to me, you don't trust me. And
yeah.
I said, what are you talking about? He says, because you're worried about the cost, as if
mm-hmm.
you're never going to have money again.
Mm-hmm.
I was done.
Yeah, of course.
I was done.
And I'm looking at you going, with the type of work that you're doing, and you're helping people with your Christian counseling, and you're helping by being a part of our family. You need an iPhone.
You know what? And the
you
funny
need
thing
it.
Is that I notice now that I do need it, because there's so much that I have in my mind to do. I'm like,
right.
oh, my God, what a great tool this is. There's so many things
yes.
I can do.
Yes, absolutely.
So many
absolutely.
Things that I can do.
And
that's what I couldn't see on the other side of that.
Yes, and that's what we have to learn, to trust him.
Trust him.
Just trust him and do what your first instinct is to do.
Yeah,
do it.
To do it,
it's,
yeah.
It's Christ talking to you. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on number 8. I only have 10, all right? So
okay.
number 8.
Right.
Pictures. How many of us have pictures in our phone?
Yeah.
Pictures on our Facebook page. You know, can we get those pictures printed and put them in an album? Let me tell you, there's so many things we can do with pictures these days. It's ridiculous. I'm gonna tell people right now a way they can give pictures and to someone. They can give them a picture gift for free. You ready?
Ready.
Picture gift for free. All right. All you need is computer access, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have pictures, though. So whether
yep.
you have pictures in your phone, pictures in your computer, pictures in your camera, pictures on your Facebook, whatever, okay? I want you to download from Microsoft Word a calendar. It could be, you know, a 1-31 calendar.
Oh.
Add either one picture or a picture collage. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe you have several pictures of a particular friend or you and a friend, right?
Oh,
and
wow.
put those pictures in the collage. Save that document and email it to them.
Amen. Amen.
You have just given them a calendar for free.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Doesn't
okay.
cost you a thing.
Doesn't cost you
right?
anything.
Doesn't cost
all.
You a thing. All right?
That's a great
now,
idea.
If you have some money that you can spend, those picture books are beautiful. You know what I'm mm-hmm. talking about?
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
put the pictures in an actual booklet, not just in an album, but put it in booklet form. Again, that's a fantastic gift, whether you're giving pictures of you, your family, or how about, you know, someone who's a grandparent, an aunt or an uncle, bunch of pictures of the kids or just the family.
Right.
Oh, they would love that kind of gift.
They
Maybe
would love
it's
it.
Going to be one literal picture. How many different picture frames can you get from the dollar store?
Right.
How many different picture frames that you can get at a low cost at places like Ross,
mm-hmm.
Marshall? You know, there are so many places, TJ Maxx, see, everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere you can get pictures.
Right.
Everywhere. All right?
Right.
If you have money to spend, a digital picture frame.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I saw something really cute in CVS the other day.
I have to interrupt you because you have a four minute warning right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
Okay. I just have to
CVS,
say that.
In CVS, they have a water globe, and then they have you could stick a picture inside the water globe.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really cute. Yeah. Go to Big Lots, all kinds of discount stores, Treasure Island, all kinds of places. But again, putting something together and emailing it, they could print it on their end.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's for free.
That's great.
Another free thing, what about something that is passed down in the family?
Ooh,
or maybe something that is an heirloom that
mm-hmm.
you are going to pass along to someone. You intend to pass it along when you pass on. How about instead of passing it on when you pass on, pass it along now so that you're alive while they're enjoying it?
Absolutely. Give them
right?
flowers
I mean,
while
how
they're
about
alive.
That?
Absolutely.
You know, maybe there's something that of yours that someone has been admiring
mm-hmm.
that you don't mind giving it up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Give it
Thank
to
you.
Them as a gift because they're mm-hmm. maybe they're going to appreciate it or use it more than you do.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
So give it to them now. Give it to them now. And then the last thing I want to say, you know, to tie this all up, there is a song that this is all about, and it's called This Is How We Love by Tanya Ware, right? And the
okay.
words of the song says, this is how we love. Show the love of Christ. Someone has to see him living inside of me.
Mm.
That
Amen.
Is what this is all about.
Amen.
You know, be the bigger person this season. Maybe you can give forgiveness. And the truth is that forgiveness is something that you give yourself
right.
more so than you give some other people.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that you might have been being cold to.
Yeah.
You know, now is the season for you to let that thing go
mm-hmm.
and be the bigger person. Give
mm-hmm.
out lots of hugs, lots of kisses, lots
yes.
of smiles. You know, being a Christian is about action.
People
action. Need to see it.
Yes.
They need to see it in
yes.
action. It's not something
Amen.
You say. It is something you do. It's a way
mm-hmm.
that we live. So, again, you don't have to stress yourself out over this holiday season. You know,
mm-hmm.
remember that the joy of the season is about the love that we share. God gave us a wonderful gift, and it's because he gave that we give. And you don't have to go broke giving. Let's be creative, and let's think about how we can give back in order to be able to give and have a wonderful, safe, blessed, peaceful, and joyous holiday season.
Amen. Amen. That was wonderful. And everyone, listen to this again because there were some great tips that you gave us. If someone wants to get in contact with you, we'll give you your contact information, please.
Absolutely. You can reach me, obviously, on Journey Home Ministries page. I have my own page there. You can
mm-hmm.
email me at Kimberly@KimberlyHorvath.com. You can check my website, KimberlyHorvath.com, also, and you can always send an email directly from the website to me there.
Okay. Everyone, please take account, listen very carefully, and tell other people about what you heard today, because it's all about love and the love of Christ. This is the beginning of our salvation. If he was not born, we would not have been saved. So this and Easter, you know, these are the
That's
two
right.
big ones. This and Easter
That's
are
right.
the two big ones. Okay, all right. I have another, you know, next show is Frankie Lige is up with all Christmas mixes.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so we're going to celebrate Christmas, and you kicked it off wonderfully, but we're going to cut it short so I can get back in and we can get back to Frankie's show. And I also want to announce I'm going to announce it on your show that now Frankie will have his own show at the beginning of the year every Thursday.
Awesome.
At night, so it's going to
He didn't even tell me.
Oops.
He didn't tell me. I'm going to get him.
It's going to be Good Vibrations with Frankie Vine on Thursday.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's
You're
wonderful.
You're welcome. Okay, so you have a blessed holiday season. I will talk to you before the holidays. And just keep the word coming. It's good. It was really good today. Okay?
God bless you. God bless you, everyone.
All right. God bless you.
Have a great holiday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everyone, we're going to end the show, and then I'm going to come back with Frankie Vive and his Christmas mixes.